Blog Talk Radio.
Very interesting. But asinine. Well, what is lacking is true discipline.
Hi there. Would you like to show an old swinger some of the sights, little soldier? Goodies are happening all over my body.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Con este tango que es burlón y compadrito, se ató dos alas la ambición de mi suburbio. Con este tango nació el tango y como un grito salió del sórdido barrial buscando el cielo. Conjuro extraño de un amor hecho cadencia que abrió caminos sin más ley que su esperanza. Mezcla de rabia, de dolor, de fe, de ausencia, llorando en la inocencia de un ritmo juguetón. Por tu milagro de notas agoreras nacieron sin pensarlo las paicas y las grelas. Luna en los charcos, canyengue en las caderas y una ansia fiera en la manera de querer.
I touch your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger still, the flame grows higher. I know I must surrender to your kiss of fire. Just like a torch you set the soul within me burning. I must go on, I'm on this road of no returning. And though it burns me and it turns me into ashes, my whole world crashes without your kiss of fire. Resist you, what good is there in trying? What good is there in denial? You're all that I desire. Then first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me, don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight, let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, consumes me. The kiss of fire.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
We'll be right back.
That was The Man from U.N.C.L.E. There's a million versions of that one. That was the theme to one of, they did two-parters and released them as movies overseas. And that was the theme to one of the two-parters. And in my opinion, most badass rendition of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. theme. Moving right along. And you'll see them in the slideshow, but somebody photoshopped their weapons out of their hands, which I thought was kind of interesting, why I chose that photo. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. May we all just stay off the schneid. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Matchmaker beer goggles and left-handed jockey shorts. We at Possum Hour thank them again for that really lame humor. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp, listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Monday, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesdays, don't miss Wink Blinkley and his guest, Fairly Grungy, as they arm wrestle reality itself. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with the Olympic cornhole results. And if there's time, his shopping list as well. Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster. This week he repeats the same thing over and over again. Ben asks the age-old question, know what I mean? And Friday, it's Friday Night Possum, except for this week, because I got to go to Dayton and make the donuts. But it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting if you look at it that way. The phone lines will be open. In just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
It's Crazy Eddie's greatest grand opening sale ever. All great Crazy Eddie stores are celebrating the grand opening of Crazy Eddie's new Syosset Long Island store at 350 Jericho Turnpike with the guaranteed lowest sale prices on anything and everything in home entertainment. Shop around. Get the lowest sale prices you can find, but don't buy anything till you see Crazy Eddie, because Crazy Eddie will beat any price you can find. It's Crazy Eddie's greatest grand opening sale ever, going on now at all great Crazy Eddie locations with prices that are insane.
Pals for the rest of our lives.
Oh boy, ain't it great to be crazy.
Away down south where the cotton grows, the pigeon stepped on an elephant's toes. The elephant cried with tears in his eyes, why don't you pick on someone your size?
Oh boy, ain't it great to be crazy. Oh boy, ain't it great to be nuts.
We can be pals for the rest of our lives.
Oh boy, ain't it great to be crazy.
A flea, a horsey, and three blind mice. One summer evening we're shooting some dice. The horsey, he slipped and fell on the flea.
Oops, said the flea, the dinner's on me.
Oh boy, ain't it great to be crazy. Oh boy, ain't it great to be nuts.
We can be pals for the rest of our lives.
Oh boy, ain't it great to be crazy.
One night, one morn, when I was born, and the whistles went boom, boom,
boom, boom.
I can fry a cake or bake a steak when the mud pies are in bloom. If six and six are nine, and ice comes from a mine, then my big toe is an Eskimo in the good old summertime.
Oh boy, ain't it great to be crazy. Oh boy, ain't it great to be nuts.
We can be pals for the rest of our lives.
Oh boy, ain't it great to be crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy.
Crazy Eddie's greatest TV and video sale ever. Get anything and everything in TV and video. Crazy Eddie's greatest TV and video sale ever. It's going to be insane.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Enter!
All right. There you go. Good
tune. Yeah, man. I like that's what do you call there? Art Carney.
Art Carney did that one, huh? I didn't recognize it.
That was Art Carney, man. The man himself.
All right, Art.
Shoot, man.
I love that U Laurie version of Kiss of Fire.
I still got to go with Satch, man.
Yeah?
I still got to go with Satchmo on that one. No offense.
Nah. And Big Tango.
He just does something for me. So, I alluded to this roof guy, right?
Yeah.
They put the roof, slapped the roof on, like, right away, and then the gutters, it took me another 2 weeks to get his ass out here to put the gutters up, and then he, you know, it didn't do an adequate job. Took another month to get him over here to do an adequate job.
Oh, jeez.
And it wasn't an adequate job.
Oh, so, man.
He put this downspout in, and I hadn't seen it in action. It's leaking like a sieve, I see today.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, right at
Jesus
the joint.
Christ.
Man, what a fucking bonehead.
Aren't these guys afraid of word of mouth? Isn't that like the main thing with these guys?
Who knows? I don't have too much good to say, man. So I'm like, fuck, I don't want to fuck around with this guy anymore, man. You know? He's driven me into submission. So I went over to the hardware store, and I bought a roll of that Flex tape, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Flex tape, it's amazing.
Do. Yeah.
Flex tape. Flex tape, family of products. Waterproof, rubberized duct tape, right?
Yeah.
So I was gonna share that with you all tonight. And then I looked up Flex tape, and it's, does Flex tape actually work? Ask questions. And oh yeah, it works. Is it really waterproof? Well, heck yeah, man. Motherfucking waterproof is a bitch. This question here, though, I didn't know this one. Is Flex Seal tape permanent? It says no. It's temporary emergency repair and is not meant to be a permanent fix. What? They never said that guy's sailing around on a boat made of this shit. Fuck, it's not supposed to be permanent. So, and I learned this after I taped the damn thing up. But it looks all right with the tape on there. I think it'll be fine.
I hope so.
What the fuck?
That sucks you had to get through all that.
I know. Well, you know, like I said, I learned a good lesson, man. Bought the furnace from a reputable dealer. I don't want to have to fuck with people. Yikes, man.
People are hell. Hell is people.
Especially townies. Locals. Local yokels. Anyway. But the Flex tape, I think it will last forever. That's what GT says. I agree. Because it's really like vinyl. Shit's not going anywhere. Either.
All right. Well, keep us posted on that.
Well, actually, I'm looking forward to the next rain. It's not that much water being diverted through this thing. So, you know, it's just stupid. Uh-huh. It's stupid. But it makes a difference, man. I hate this shit. So, instead of taking it out on you guys, we'll blow something up. How's that?
Blow something up. Blow that guy up. Yeah. Do that whole thing.
We'll throw him in there. This is a new one again. It's two in a row now.
Okay.
No, it's not the time machine. This was Dr. Cake's request.
Oh, okay.
This is Men Without Hats. I don't know if I remember this one or not. And I mean that seriously. It seems kind of familiar, but I don't know if I remember it. It goes, Pop Goes the World. The name of the song.
That sounds familiar. Maybe I heard of it.
Maybe I heard it on like a KTEL record commercial or something. Men Without Hats. Pop Goes the World. I got nothing on Men Without Hats. I wasn't watching MTV, man. I was busting my butt trying to put food on the table.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Less than my... Well, might have bent my butt one day, but for the most part. Anyways, here we go, blowing up. Men Without Hats. And...
Men Without Hats.
Hopefully they don't lose their heads.
I want you to get mad.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Thank you.
cool. Cool double.
Damn. Dang it. I think I have that one.
Preston Epps.
Okay, Preston Epps.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to that one bongo kid.
Hey, do we have that on our bongo show? Remember we had a bongo?
Yeah, we did do bongo show.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I don't know, man. Did we have a boing show? I tell you, nothing funnier than those drive time sound effects, man. You ever see like a thing on, you know, like YouTube, and they're talking or something, and there's, oh, hey.
Not a finger!
Like, it's funny. You know, it's funny. Oh, that's hilarious, man. How'd you come up with that? How'd you come up with that? Wait, where the hell was that? I had a new sound effect tonight, man. Oh, what a drag.
I'll find it.
Yeah. It's a quite a shitty filing system I have here. Anyhow.
It would be great if you could fix it where it would just come up on its own, right in the middle of something, a sound effect.
Yeah, that would be neato.
Kind of like a
Derek,
Russian roulette.
Derek and A Show. Yeah, Derek can do that. He uses a thing. I'm using the switchboard here. Son of a gun, man. Well, I'm gonna upload that SOB. Oh no.
Go for it.
Yeah. Effects, man. Rawls. Dink. Big Mamu. We did that one, man.
Ah, Big Mamu.
Yep, we got the Big Mamu. Here it is. That shouldn't take long. Boop. Blink. That's all it took, man. It's processing right now.
There you go. Shit.
So, we're living in the age of space and whatnot, man. And you know where else? There's the Possum Lounge, man. All those nice people showed up
to
listen to us prattle on here. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pretty nice of them, I think.
Fuck you, asshole.
There you go. Thank you very much. Ah, how about that?
That was nice. There you go.
It's drive time. All right.
Now
Apple
we're ready for
Alice
Thriller Guy to call in. Ready for Thriller Guy to call in now. We got that. Apple Cheeks Alice.
Apple Cheeks Alice. Toilet Guy.
Sweet Alice.
Oh, man, every time I manage to forget about Toilet Guy, I'm reminded of Toilet Guy. Anyways, thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Sweet Alice.
Hopefully that job watching TV will work out, man.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's Dr. Cake, responsible for our explosionary expedition tonight.
Dr. Cake.
Into the realm of Men Without Hats. Were they Australian? Were they Australian? Something weird like that. Yes?
Yeah. Yes, there you are.
They didn't wear them cool cowboy hats with the one side flapped up.
There you go.
Yeah. Because they didn't have hats.
They don't wear hats.
No. No hats, man. Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr.
Cake.
Cake.
Hatless.
And the Canadian contingent wouldn't be complete without mentioning Ford Prefect. Whose fingerprints are on this episode, I believe. So I hope all is well in his section of space. And this, that, and the other thing. And there's G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trenton.
Strongest man on the internets. Able to lift
GTO.
Tall building, single bound.
And has faith in your flex tape.
Yeah, he's giving me the A-OK on the flex tape, so I'm feeling better. Feeling better about that.
I'd go by him before I do any of the previews. Any of the reviews.
Hey, man, just because they said it on the internet doesn't mean it's true.
Can't believe all that shit. That's forever, man.
I mean, why would they build a boat out of the shit, right? Green doors and flex tape, you know?
Exactly. I remember that commercial. That was a while back.
A temporary emergency repair, and in bold print, is not meant to be a permanent fix. Well, you could have said that in the commercial. Does it stop water leaks? Sprays out on it. Yeah, it stops. It's watertight. Watertight, baby.
I was going to get that for my shed. I haven't been out there in years. I don't know what the hell that looks like in there now.
It'd be better than nothing, man. I should have reminded that kid that did my roof that, you know, like, I have four or five big pieces of shingle have blown off of there. I had to nail them back. when you do your next roof, man, make sure you nail each shingle in.
Sounds like nothing's permanent, Commodore.
What's that?
Sounds like nothing is permanent.
I tell you, man, I got the jinx on the car and the house repairs, man. You know, you get what you pay for, man. But that roof wasn't cheap on the shed, and now I got the dang groundhog living underneath there. I don't know what's going to happen. The thing going to tip over someday or what, man? I think he's respecting my shed. That old groundhog. I don't want to put poison back there. What do you do, man? How do you get rid of a groundhog once they move in under your shed?
You don't want a dead one under your shed.
Well, that's true, too. Probably end up with a dead groundhog under my shed. Oh, jeez, man. What are you supposed to do? You got to shoot it, man. You can bring somebody out here to shoot the groundhog. No, I'll call the possum posse to rescue it, man. It needs rescued, man. Get a cat. Well, I get a cat, Applecheek says, but you couldn't let a neighborhood cat run. Couldn't let a cat run the wild neighborhood.
Yeah.
In fact, there is a big fucking huge cat that just kind of bounces around from thing to thing. Now, I didn't have any problems when I had Teddy. Teddy would keep all the varmints away.
Oh, okay.
Although I think there was a couple bunny rabbits living under there, and he didn't mind them, but this motherfucker.
Everyone loves bunny rabbits.
He's got to weigh in like 10 pounds, man. This fat fuck is waddling all over the backyard thinking he owns the joint.
Yeah, we got a fat one living under the shed next door. I see him every now and again. Huge. Big fucking throat pillow.
I'm not going to worry about it if it's not going to ruin the shed, but, man, I don't want him, you know, upsetting the... There's Ford Prefect. We're talking about groundhog, man, and here comes Ford Prefect. What a coincidence.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't be a groundhog under my shed if it wasn't for Ford Prefect. Something like that. Thank you for coming, sir.
Dinsdale.
I'll expect a note from your doctor. I got to write it in the chomped. Thank you for coming, GT, as well. Strongest Man Internet. And there's Other People's Eyes. We also missed you Friday, sir. Always enjoy your presence amongst the select few. Proud.
All right.
Indeed. Indeedly
duty.
Hope. Old pal, hope. All right, man. And finally.
Yes.
The sinister minister of finance and parking. The man himself, Professor R.J. Gumby. There, the Possum Lounge. Oh, I like that apple cheeks. Hold on.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
Fever. Ba-na-na-na-na.
Oh, the cat got dead. We put him in a box and we dug a little hole, covered him with rocks, and we picked a couple dandelions, said a little prayer, and we all went off to bed, cause we mostly didn't care. But in the middle of the night, a dog started sniffing. Was a Labrador Retriever that belonged to Mrs. Griffin. And even though the cat was smelly and stiff, he thought it'd be a nice addition to Mrs. Griffin's kitchen. Well, throughout the house, she has cat curiosities with kitties on her couch and her coat and her colostomy. People gave her kitty gifts, but all a dog could afford is a cat he dug up with a case of rigor mortis. When the woman saw the cat, there began the pandemonium. The dog dropped the cat, and it clunked to the congoleum. It snapped back to life right there on the linoleum. Shook its shaggy head out of its catatonium. From the floor to the counter and all around the kitchen, the cat was chased by the dog and the dog by Mrs. Griffin. Past the living room couch with a kitty motif, through the front door screen, out into the street. The old John Duke drives a delivery route, and he happened to be passing with a van full of fruit. He missed the woman and the dog, but his face went pale, cause in a splat the cat was corned beef hash with a tail.
Yuck.
Oh, the cat got dead. We put him in a box and we dug a little hole, and we covered him with rocks, and we picked a couple dandelions, said a little prayer, and we all went off to bed, cause we mostly didn't care.
Yeah, where's your Messiah now? Yeah.
Cat got dead.
The cat got dead, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Cool.
That's Jeez. A nice little video. I like that.
It was. It was uplifting. Because I think the cat, doesn't the cat live? He got dead, but then he came to. So.
It was a zombie cat.
Zombie cat. Golden bear cat. Which always reminds me of when my dog's dug up the dead cats. We had a whole five or six of them all died of that leukemia at once. And I didn't bury them deep enough.
Oh, good God.
That was a mess. I believe I'm chewing my cabbage twice, though. Give me the deuce on that one, kids. All right. I got no material, man. Nothing happened over the weekend except for the curse of the cat people I got over here. Last Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, I had a one-hour gig halfway around the outer belt. 20-minute drive.
Yeah.
Beautiful day, blue skies, puffy clouds. As soon as I go to leave, rain starts. By the time I get to the highway, it's raining sideways.
Uh-huh.
After the gig, rain lets up, sun comes out, it's a beautiful day. The same damn thing happened to me Saturday night. Beautiful day, comes time to leave for the gig. Starts raining, and it's raining. It was worse than the Sunday, man. It was like people were dry. Everybody was being really cool. They all had their, most people had their blinkers on. Because it was dicey as far as visibility and whatnot. Man. Enough's enough.
We'll clear it up again when you got there.
Once I got off the highway, it lightened up, and then by the time I got to the gig, it's just drip, drip, drip. You know, it's the end. It's over. What the fuck is that? Curse of the cat people, man.
That's wild.
And then today I go out, and it's raining a little bit, and then turn on the windshield wiper. Nothing. Man, not working this time. So I went over, bought the flex tape, got back in the truck, flipped the switch. Hey, it comes back on. All right, I'll flip now. I'll do the things now. I'm on a Schneid. I hate to admit it, but I'm still on the Schneid, I think. I think that it's, you know, mechanical shit. It's not working out.
You got to realize it passes. All that stuff will be behind you, too.
Well, that's true. That's true. Who knows, man? That flex seal may outlast the downspout. You never know.
I believe it will. It's a miracle. It's a miracle, that stuff.
It's a miracle, man. As seen on TV.
Yeah.
So, gotta be.
Yeah, you gotta be put it on TV if it's not true.
No. So, do you, in celebration, let's do a quickie.
Yes.
About that.
Very quick, you
yeah.
Go nuts, you make me go nuts. I turn into a cut when I am around you. Oh, donut, you are my favorite. I'll wear you as a bracelet or eat you and savor it. Oh, donut, I need you forever. You and me together. Even in bad weather. Oh, donut, you taste so good. Like the perfect childhood. You are my Robin Hood. Oh, donut, you save me from hunger. Even make me younger. Can I get your number?
Okay.
Oh, thanks. You gave me the wrong number. I am still your lover, and I'll love you forever.
If I built a third school, you'd be the mascot.
All right, man. There
we go. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
boy,
that was the ending or not, but yeah.
Ha-ha!
Yeah.
That's Big Mamu.
It was Big Mamu, apparently. That was.
Ah, Mamu fits perfect in that one. Yeah.
It's going to be the earworm, man. Nice. You got any other quickies, man? That went over like a lead balloon. See what we can do here, man. yeah. That's not quick. Ooh, you know what? I got a song cut by, you remember the Boston Strangler?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 60s. They made a movie with Stoney Curtis as the Strangler.
Yep.
He cut a record.
He cut a record? I didn't know that.
2 minutes qualifies it. Qualifies as a quickie.
Okay.
So, for all you fans of serial killers,
I'm one.
Strangler in the Night. Strangler in the Night.
The night may be warm, or it may be cold. I'm a man who needs someone, a woman to hold. I'm a loner with problems, many so small. But small problems in millions is no living ball. I need someone to cling to help me to bear these troubles and heartaches that tease, drive, and dare. I don't know a woman, and yet I crave on. My mind tells my body, don't stand there, get one. Then all of a sudden, I'm no longer clean. I'm a mass of wild muscle, a human machine. My body is reckless, my mind unaware.
In these moments of madness, I fight, claw, and tear. And then all is quiet, and I'm me again. I've done wrong without knowing, and caused so much pain. At last I am captured, no longer to roam. The state penitentiary will now be my home. And the worst thing that happens here in the clink is that you go out of your mind as you start to think. My mind's in a frenzy, my body in fright. And so now I've been labeled strangled in the night. Strangled.
Yeah, man.
Humanized.
Excellent.
Yes, it brings him down to earth. It brings him down to earth, man.
The guy next door.
Hopefully not, man. Chet passed away. That's right. I believe that's really the Boston Strangler singing that.
I believe it. Put me down as believer.
I guess he cut it while he was behind bars. I don't really know. That was F. Lee Bailey was his lawyer, man.
Oh yeah,
Uncle F.
Well, there's still like evidence that he didn't do it. That's still a big thing.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
They were
going
to dig him up now that they got all this DNA shit and try to prove it, but man.
Right.
I think because he was a rapist when he was the the green uniform killer or something or whatever. He used to rape women. He never killed them.
Right.
Then all of a sudden they pinned that on him. All that was going on.
Oh, so you're just saying he was just your run of the mill rapist, not a killer.
Yes, you're run of the mill rapist. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well,
breaking into apartments and raping.
Rape between friends.
Well, the killer going on.
Yeah. Just draw the line at killing them.
Take a spin. Yeah. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Uh-oh. Well, you're in luck tonight, man.
Rebound, baby.
Ripped from today's headlines.
Oh.
Thanks to Ford. Blame. Designating blame. All the recent sightings of Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Loch Ness.
So this is a song.
Okay.
A beautiful, beautiful ballad dedicated to Nessie. The Loch Ness Monster. Yeah. And also to the fake moon. The fake moon lander as well.
A fake moon lander.
Yeah. And the fake moon lander. Yeah.
We'll tie it.
But the vaccine's real, everybody, and you should get it. If you're listening. You can hear the sound of my voice. You know, the only place that has less vaccines than Florida is Botswana.
Did not know that. See that?
I just made that up.
Oh, see that?
Because it's now. It's 3 minutes. You'll never get
back.
That's
so official.
I got your Loch Ness Monster, right?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I tell you, giving up cigarettes really improved my
I made it all worth it right there.
Yep, for that alone. Yeah, that was a cool tune, but then like at first you're like, well, why is this the 3 minutes? And then after a while you're like, oh yeah, because that's all he says. I've got your Loch Ness Monster right here. Okay,
right,
I get
here.
It.
I got it
it's
right
a,
here.
It's a four-minute dick joke, man. All right, I get it. thank you for that one, Ford.
Ford Prefect.
so, yeah. Poor Crazy Eddie, man. He got in a big trouble, man. All kind of bankruptcies and lawsuits, class action suits.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, he got rung up for fraud. I don't know exactly what he was doing. I guess reporting income, not reporting income and whatnot and this, that, and the other thing. He was a pretty big thing back in the day. I remember seeing, back in the old days, I remember seeing him on TV when we'd go to New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, now we have Crazy Kenny. Or you have Crazy Kenny.
Tri-state area. I got Crazy Kenny, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not that crazy, though. He's not that crazy. He's kind of actually normal.
Normal.
Kenny. Yeah, normal Kenny. He's all right. Hope won't get that 8-track he had his heart set on. I think I had 8-tracks when I moved out of the Edwin J, man.
I've had a
Oh, here we go.
Period.
You might have seen, I saw this one on the TV news as well. These people bought a home and didn't have it, surveyed, a home buyer survey on the home because the owner was pretty upfront about what the issues with the home. And then it turned out they had almost 500,000 bees.
Oh.
In the walls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It was one big beehive.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Cost them whatever 8,000 pounds translates into to get...
That might have been like the place I had in Massachusetts. I told you about that.
With bees?
Yeah. I was in the one room watching TV and this yellow jacket came flying around. I went around, I swatted it dead. A half hour later, another one came flying by, swatted it dead. Then around 10 o'clock came, I had to go to bed, you know, and I worked the next day. I opened up the door to my bedroom and there were bees. The entire room was filled with bees.
Yikes.
And I sprayed the hell out of the room, closed the door. And then the next day it was more of them.
Wow.
Pulled the guy out. He couldn't find anything.
Couldn't find where they were.
Right,
was it an older house?
An older house, yeah. It was on the second floor. There's a tree right outside. The guy's looking around. You can see activity, whatever their hide is. And there's no activity here. So I moved the viewer I had in my room there to show him 1,000 dead bees laying there on the floor. I go, well, where all this come from?
Yeah.
I go, I don't know what to tell you. You couldn't find any. And then that was it. It just stopped.
Huh.
I have
That's
no
weird.
Idea. Yeah. It was like two solid nights of it. Uh-huh.
Don't bug Gumby no more.
Uh-huh. I got the spray.
Oh, okay. Apple Cheeks corrects the uninformed host. It was written, Strangler in the Night was written by Mr. DeSalvo, the
Boston Strangler.
But performed
by... It was written by him.
Yeah, but performed by the Bug is a...
Okay.
Not Wasps. They weren't Wasps. That's the name of a singing group. The Bug.
Bugs.
Are those the same bugs that were on Gilligan's Island, man? That would be cool. Yeah.
Who were they? That was a Who real band, wasn't it? It's just not too popular.
Yeah, I think it was. Man. All right. Well, let's see here. Chill out, man.
Yeah.
This is a laid-back Monday, man.
I keep forgetting it's Monday. I work today. I usually don't work on Monday.
Well, you've worked every day, right?
Yeah, I don't have off until next Sunday.
Oh, we'll save that one. We'll save that one for the end, man. Almost a poop story.
Almost
a poop story.
Yeah. Good enough.
Close to a poop story. All right, a man with coronavirus disguises as his wife on an Indonesian flight. He bought a plane ticket with his wife's name and brought the identity card, PCR test results, and the vaccination card with his wife's name.
Oh, jeez.
Day four
of quarantine, my brother is.
He's what?
He's in quarantine. He's in day four.
Right.
Went from Vietnam to Korea.
Right. So they bagged him somehow or other, and the police took him for a COVID-19 test, which came back positive.
Oh, Jesus.
Schmuck.
Spread that disease.
All right. What's this one? This is okay. This guy wanted to honor the crews of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center. And I guess in Pennsylvania as well. So, the United Flight 175 that crashed in the South Tower. So he is going to push his drink cart from Boston to New York.
Just pushing a drink cart?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, like you'd push up and down the aisle of an airplane. He's an ex-flight attendant, so in honor of his buddies,
he's
pushing the
cart. Should hire people trying to get by to go to the bathroom just to keep it more authentic. To squeeze by those people. I got a piss.
200-mile journey, man. Good for you,
that's
man.
A creative
whatever.
Idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what good it's going to do, but yeah, why not?
Yeah. Well, I'd probably raise the money for some cause or something.
Yeah.
Nonprofit that assists people dealing with addiction. So that's cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Opioid addiction. Fighting opioid addiction. Right. Well done. I'll have a... Let's see. Can I have a martini?
Have my Manhattan.
Yeah. All right. Going on here. Oh, this is like a miracle. These people were cleaning out grandma's home. I guess she was moving out or something. This is in Ohio. And they're throwing shit out of the freezer. He said they grabbed all the stuff in the freezer and put it in a bag. And then his grandma said, hey, there's an envelope with $25,000 in there. Don't lose that.
Oh,
and then the daughter or the granddaughter said, it's in the garbage. And the garbage took it away, so they had to track it. They tracked it down, and they found the 25 G's.
Oh, they got it back. Yeah, see that?
They got the they
old people's houses, man. Be careful.
Oh man, check every fucking envelope.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
they
it could be rancid
money.
Meat. Yeah, uh-huh. Could be rancid meat, but it was 25 G's, baby. That's the shit, there, man. That's walking
this
around
is
money
a pig's
there.
Ass.
Mm-hmm.
I want to lose that.
All right. And we had, you know, these periodically we get these returns to libraries, books, way overdue books.
Oh, yeah.
This is another, yeah, this was the same live. Remember a couple weeks ago, didn't we do the one about the Bob Dylan record? It was like a real crappy Bob Dylan album. And they sent it, they returned it to the library.
Yep.
So that the Bob Dylan album was 48 years late, and this the same library got a 50-year overdue. I don't know if it's the same person, but I wouldn't be surprised, right?
That's pretty weird.
And the Book of Poetry by E.E. Cummings, yeah, and that ties in with tonight's theme. It is National Book Lovers Day today.
Yes.
So I know. Most of the possums are avid readers.
And no punctuation. For E.E. Cummings, no punctuation.
But anyway, they got the book back and they sent a $2 bill with it and a note. Color me mortified. I'm so very sorry. Here's a lucky $2 bill for whoever gets this. Opens it. Nicely done. That's a coincidence because I got a $2 bill in the mail today.
There you go.
They wanted me to, they said they'll give me 10 more bucks or something if I take a survey. So I don't know if I'm going to do the survey. Keeping the $2 bill, regardless.
Oh,
but, you know, you never spend them. You put it in a thing with the other $2 bills and they sit there and go unspent, you know, because they're weird.
They are weird. Stupid idea.
Weird, man. Weird money. Weird money. Very cool, yeah. GT's dad caught a possum. Set it free.
Oh, okay.
Possums
nice.
Are goo, man. All right, here we go. That's, what do we got here? Remember the snakes on a motherfucking plane? Snakes on a plane?
Yeah, yeah.
And wildlife trappers were summoned to an airport in India when workers found themselves... And a snake, big snake on the plane in the cargo hold, man. Good God. Turned out it was a non-venomous rat snake, but them things can still bite you, you know?
Yeah.
And that ain't no fun.
Explain how it got in there?
Hmm.
How the fuck is the snake get on the plane?
Oh, they said they believe he slithered aboard while it was being unloaded from an earlier flight. And slithered. Hmm. Hope has a couple $2 bills in a safe for no reason. I got a little treasure chest some girl gave me, and I got my $2 bills in there. And, oh, and any $1 bills with weird shit written on them.
Okay.
Or mustaches on George Washington. Yeah, I like I get a kick out of those. George Washington grew hemp. Shit like that. All right, so a motherfucking snake on a motherfucking plane. How about that,
go.
Man? How else you going to get great
true.
Stories like this?
Same
now,
true.
This isn't a world record, but... Man, the dumb shit that, like, if you'd have picked one up 30 years ago, put it in a drawer, a sealed copy of Super Mario Brothers for Nintendo, the Nintendo system, those old games.
Yeah.
A sealed copy of that game sold for $2
million. $2 million fucking dollars.
You
gotta ask yourself, why?
God. That's nostalgia gone wrong, baby.
Uh-huh.
But, hey, man, I'm looking at thinking about selling a couple comic books that I have because prices are going up, and I think the market
might be
at a peak. I think the market might be at a peak. I don't see it. Well,
you're setting
the X-Men movies are a success. Oh, my Hulk number 181 is going to be going up of value again. You can get thousands of dollars for a copy of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if mine's worth thousands of dollars because it's not in perfect shape. I read it a few times because I was a kid.
Well, think of it, though. When you're dead and gone, man, the boys aren't going to be... actually, they are kind of big on it, aren't they?
Well... Wonderful. Number two son's comic books.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Number one son said, Dad, I am never moving your fucking comic book boxes ever again. I said, fair enough, dude. Thank you for all your help, man. I love you, dude.
You know.
Those things weigh a fucking ton.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
they do.
Man. Yeah. I should have gone. I don't know why. That's the way they always were, man. Long boxes. And now they have half boxes, which make a lot more sense. It'll give you a hernia. Anyway, in the world of sports, very briefly, this is for Ford.
Yes.
Yes. Anthony Alford, who's been languishing in AAA, actually... tearing up AAA in the Pirates system, was recalled to the big league team this week. And I think I heard him having a hit yesterday when I listened to the game. So, he's in the minors. He's hitting 307, so 14 dingers in Indianapolis.
Boy.
So good luck this time around to Anthony Alford because he's getting up there, man. He needs to take off this year and
right.
You know, so good luck to him. And let's see. Oh, how about some world records, man?
Lay
that was my
it, baby.
Keyboard.
That's what we're here for.
Screeching there. All right. This guy, a Wisconsin man, he's already set the record for Big Macs eaten since 1972.
Okay.
Who knew?
He
just updated. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Donald Gorski of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. He averages 2 Big Macs daily, and that's been his routine since 1972. 32,340 Big Macs. With cheese.
Cheese. All right.
Wonder if he had fries with that.
Oh. That's putting your heart
fries,
in fucking vice.
How many motherfucking fries did that dude eat, man? good luck to him, man, and his
That's the luck to him.
Yeah.
Godspeed.
This is currently going on. I like these. I forgot to check up on the one. What was it? The longest volleyball game or something going on? Well, this is the longest basketball game attempt. It's underway in New York and in the Buffalo area. And they're going for the world record. They started Wednesday night. Anyway, yeah. I think they're playing till Wednesday night. Anyway, the time to beat is 120 hours, 1 minute and 7 seconds to get into the they started playing. I thought they said. Anyway, they're still playing as we speak. So good luck to them.
Is there plenty of extra players? Are they doing that deal? Is it like
I'm gonna say, man, because that's a strenuous sport, man.
Yeah,
running up and down. That's why I was never into basketball, man. I'm not big on running up and down.
You're not big on it.
And finally, in the Guinness Book of World Records, a man chopped through 85 kiwis with a samurai sword in 1 minute while standing on a balance board.
When are
How about
guys
that?
Gonna get themselves killed, man? With fucking around with a samurai sword.
Yeah, but this guy, an Idaho man, with over 200
kiwis.
World records, he used his samurai sword to slice through 85 airborne kiwis in 1 minute while standing on a balance board. Claimed the latest title. And he was assisted by none other than Jonathan Hollywood Hannon. Yes.
There you go. Hollywood's back.
He was pitching them kiwis with both arms. Yes, it's teamwork, man. So
that's the
he threw. He got 89 kiwis over the plate, and in the 1 minute, but three were disqualified for not being completely halved. One wasn't sliced until after the time expired, putting Russia's new record at 85 kiwis.
85.
Congratulations.
Right.
That's important work, man.
That is very important work.
Science, technology, engineering, mathematics. It's all about the kiwis and the samurai.
Exactly.
All right, finally.
Yes.
A woman has lashed out at her husband, saying he spends too long in the bathroom as he makes several 45-minute trips a day.
45-minute trips? He's in there for 45 minutes?
Yeah. And
okay.
She started getting mad at him, you know. Let me get some. Let's see. That one. We might have done this one already. That's all right. Yeah. So they were out eating, and he spent like an hour in the bathroom. And I guess he's playing with his gym crack
thing
in the bathroom.
While they're
out before he went. She said, before he went, I gently reminded him that we were at a restaurant, therefore he shouldn't take too long inside the restroom. He made a face and told me to knock it off because he'd be back in a minute. So he wasn't back in a minute, and after around 20 minutes, the woman started calling his phone and even ventured into the men's room to check if he was all right. He said he would be out momentarily.
Uh-huh.
She returned to the table and began eating without him. She called up his phone one last time after she was finished, but he hung up on her. And so she told the waitress to split the bill, left a tip, and walked out.
Wow.
There you go.
He was very upset. He was very upset with her that she would abandon him there, even though he hung up, but he said the battery had died. He didn't hang up. It was really battery time. So.
He's full of shit.
So she posted this online, and the people are asking, what the fuck's he doing in there, right?
Uh-huh.
Is he addicted to video games on his phone? Is he addicted to porn on the phone, and he's beaten off? Is he serious troubles going to the bathroom? And maybe
uh-huh.
he's real messy? Or, what do you think, man?
I have no idea on this one. What's this guy's problem be?
He's addicted to his gym crack, man. you don't have that.
Well, at least he's not playing with it while they're eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, there's a lot of that going around, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or it could be diarrhea.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
All I want to be is a shabbily, bubbly, gobbly coop.
Oh,
That was a beauty, man.
I know I heard that before. It was a while back I sent you that, wasn't it? I don't remember that.
No, you posted it on Grenache a week or two ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
a filler. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Something you threw out there. I said, hey. That's too good
there
not to
go.
Put on the shoe. I got my Molson ready for the sing out.
Right.
We have a top-notch Class A yodel for you tonight, ladies and germs.
No doubt.
Ford came across this yodel. And boy, howdy. It's a dandy. It's a dandy. It's very dude. Not undude at all.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And I think GT's already split. So, we'll need the Flintstone feet.
Well, I have it anyway.
Yeah, man. This is it. I know.
Yodel, 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 yodel,
Cherry Hill, because Crazy Eddie's coming to 2100 Route 38 in the Cherry Hill Shopping Center. Thousands of free Crazy Eddie t-shirts and baseball caps. Come on down.
I got the ball and ball blue. When I first started bowling, just the spare was great, and my score looked good at 108. And they said if I practice, I could raise my game. So I practice and I practice, but I still bowl the same. I got the bowling ball blue. My wife, she can beat me, and my daughters too. I think I'll hang up my bowling ball, my bag and my shoes. I got the bowling ball blue. Now a friend said, roll this ball of mine. It's a fingertip and you get a better line. So I tried a fingertip and all the rest, till my thumb and my fingers are in a heck of a mess. I got the bowling ball blue. My wife still beats me and my daughters too. I think I'll hang up my bowling ball, my bag and my shoes. I got the bowling ball blue. Bowling is fun, that's what they say. So I'm gonna try to bowl another way today. If my wife still beats me and my daughters too, I'm gonna hang up my bowling ball, my bag and my shoes. I got the bowling ball blue. I got the bowling ball blue.
Ford. Can you mute yourself?
Yes,
there,
indeed.
Okay.
I was muted.
Damn good yodel.
That was a good yodel, man. Thank you, Ford. The Because when he posted it on my page and said, it's not much of a yodel. What the fuck you mean, man?
It was all yodel.
Classic fucking yodel, man. Yodeling all over that. It's on B. So hopefully the people at Flex Tape will send all you lucky listeners a roll of this shit. But just remember, it's not permanent.
That's right.
Not permanent. It looks good. I mean, it looks good up there now. I'm hoping we get some rain so I can see it in action.
Only when you're driving.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I should do. Hit, hop in a car and
hit the road.
Head for 270 and start raining sideways again. What the fuck
just
is that?
Swing it back.
Sheesh. Well, let's see. No show Friday because, it wasn't like we had a lot of rain, Cake. It was just like a severe amount very quickly. I think there was like some flash flooding, but it was only like 20 minutes or a half hour. Anyway, we won't have a show Friday because I got to go to Dayton. And I'm sure it'll rain sideways or something. Actually, I think we're supposed to have rain the rest of the week. Yeah, we are getting rain. Sorry, guys. Hate to rain on your parade if you're not getting your dew point there or whatever. There's a big drought there in out west ways.
No shit. Another drought going on?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man. United States and Canada, man. I think around the world, but you know, not that there's any like global warming or anything stupid like that. No. All right.
Whee.
Well, say goodnight, gang.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Energize. Well, are we ready? Energize.
Energize that puppy.
now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
And I did it. There you go.
Much. Oh, well.
Wild
we
stuff.
Try. We try. Good show, sir.
Yeah, good
Your
time.
Contributions
good
were outstanding. Yeah. I was in a kind of a rotten mood, man. You know, it flipped the switch. I feel it
yeah,
okey doke
now. That's what possum does. That's what possum does.
Yeah.
It chases
Dang,
the funk away.
It chases your blues away, ba 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 ba.
There you go.
We didn't do tequila, man. We forgot tequila. That's what we forgot. I knew we forgot something.
Yeah.
Didn't do tequila. That's all right. Yeah. The overlong Man from U.N.C.L.E. theme going on there, man. Everybody's grooving on that.
I
know I was. What's that?
I haven't seen
Oh, the Man
movie.
From U.N.C.L.E. movie?
Yeah, I mean, there's
Infamia.
A new one.
Yeah, Infamia.
I've seen the trailer, though. I kind of like the trailer. I'd like to give it a shot. Sacrilege.
Robert Vaughn, David McCallum.
Uh-huh.
That's it, man. And Alexander Waverly. Oh, man, I forgot to do our word of the day, speaking of Alexander Waverly.
Oh, what was the word of the day?
Well, there's the word festoon. Festoon, okay?
Festoon.
And it means like a garland of flowers, a festoon of flowers, a circle of flowers.
Okay.
But it also has a medical meaning as well. And a festoons are those really big bags under people's eyes when they get older.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's interesting.
So, yeah. Leo G.
That's
Carroll.
That's a Scrabble word. Yeah.
He had some festoons on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Festoons. I like
it. Check out the festoons on that broad, eh? Yeah, that's the way it is, man.
Festoons.
Oh, shoot. Well, I guess we'll have to wait until next Monday to break out the festoons.
Interesting word.
Festoons. All right, man. How about the Mr. Ed dude?
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
There he is.
All right.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.